This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. So we end our shows with an uplift, something happy, inspiring, something hopeful, maybe something that connects us during this time of concern. And Philip Howard is an award-winning composer and pianist. He's the founder of SAC Piano Day, and he's joining us today for our uplift. Hi, Philip.
Hi, Beth. Thank you for having me.
So you're going to be doing a little bit of celebrating on Saturday and a little bit of performing. What's so special about this Saturday?
Well, this Saturday is the 88th day of the year, and the piano has 88 keys. So about 4 years ago, a German pianist called Niels Fromm started the idea of an International Piano Day. And the idea behind it is to just take this day that has this connection to the piano with the 88 keys and to celebrate everything around the piano. The piano has been such a major instrument, I think one of the instruments that's been around in so many different styles of music and situations. It's just, it's hard to imagine the world without the piano. So it's definitely appropriate to have a day every year to celebrate it.
You had a concert planned for this Saturday, March 28th at St. John's Lutheran Church. But as with many events in the time that we're in, it needed to be canceled in person. However, the show must go on, and so will Piano Day, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. We decided quite a while ago that it didn't look like it would be appropriate to hold the event in person and gather people in a confined space as big as St. John's Lutheran Church is. So both Tanya and I, Tanya Vigevari, will be also performing. We just talked and decided we're still committed to even during these times, or maybe especially because of these times, to do what it is that we can do by providing entertainment at the most basic level, but hopefully something inspiring and calming, and just provide some hope and light and love through our love of music. And as the time now has drawn closer and restrictions have been stricter, we are now individually streaming a concert. Hers will start at 7:30 that she will broadcast through Facebook Live. And then from there, it's going to the website sacpianoday.org. And I will start my portion of the concert at 8:15.
I'm looking at a list of Piano Day events all over the world, and there are many all over the world. There are not many in the United States, so Sacramento's event must be one of the few.
Yeah, it's been really an extraordinary discovery. I found pianoday.org sometime last year when I was looking for ways to, you know, promote my music and find platforms, and I found Piano Day, and I thought, this sounds like a really great idea, and it kind of got shelved, and then I was inspired by a friend to really look at it again at the beginning of the year and decided to move forward with it. And looking at that growing list on pianoday.org, yes, I was very surprised that at the time we announced our event, I think it was one of three events in the United States. And it's still a bit of a sleeper, but mm-hmm. I can't wait to grow this platform and, share the joy of piano.
There is a beautiful song on your new album. We're going to share a little bit of it. The song is titled I Will Follow. Before we listen to the music, just a little bit, Philip, about the idea of this song.
I Will Follow came out of a conversation about surrender, and that seems really appropriate right now. And of course, there's different kinds of surrender on the more pragmatic side. is kind of what we're experiencing now, where we just have to surrender to circumstances that we can't control and that are out of our hands. But on the more romantic side, there can also be surrender to faith and maybe surrender to a relationship. So those are kind of the thoughts that I was trying to express with this piece.
I Will Follow by Philip Howard. And again, Saturday, March 28th, the 88th day of the year is Piano Day worldwide. And you can hear a live concert, actually see it too, right, Philip? It'll be a Facebook Live event.
Yes, it will.
By logging into SAC Piano Day or sacpianoday.org. I asked you before about piano lessons, sort of in checking in with you kind of lightheartedly, oh, what about piano lessons? You surprised me by saying, oh, of course, that's happening now too online.
Absolutely, yeah. I have a couple of private students, and I do my main teaching at Natoma School of Music, I'm just so proud of the school and administration that managed within a very, very short time to set up a dozen teachers and over 450 students to do lessons over video conferencing. And so this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I've been teaching from home, and I'm really proud of all the students and the parents to help facilitate teaching in this different way, and it, you know, takes some getting used to, and but it's just, music is such an important part of our life, whether we're aware of it or not. Obviously, for someone like me or Tanya, it's our life, and we can't imagine it without it. But even for students and even adult students, to stay connected to this beautiful thing that transcends situations and problems, and just have a moment away from everything else and disappear in pure emotions and feelings and listening, I think is just priceless.
Hmm. Thank you so much for sharing your joy and some of your soul and, of course, your music with us today, Philip. I am so glad to have had you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's really a pleasure. Thank you.
And since you said listening is what it's all about, we're going to close the show with a bit more of your music, Philip, and we'll post a link so that everybody can join in Saturday evening and share the online concert experience and celebrate Piano Day. And who knows, maybe even start with some brand new lessons during this stay-at-home time. So, Philip, you take care. Thanks again for the uplift.
Thank you.
That is Philip Howard. You can find more about Piano Day and the online concert at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak with producers Cynthia Lopez and Kyle McKinnon. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineers, Antonio Munez and Anthony Van Hook. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. Remember, we have a new weeknight program that takes your questions, the national conversation with All Things Considered. It's at 6 o'clock this evening. Thanks for joining us. Stay safe, stay informed, and enjoy the music.